Let's see what happens to a sinner when he dies. This man thought he had everything. The scriptures said, "And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry." But God said unto him, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God." After death, his soul is immediately taken to hell to wait for God's terrible judgment. All because he rejected God's love gift of eternal life. The time is coming. It is called the great and terrible day of God's judgment, when all who died in their sins will be called to appear before the Lord Jesus Christ to be judged. The Word of God says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. Every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. When it is over, God will ask an angel to open the book of life, to see if your name appears. The angel will look and say, 'That name does not appear, Lord.' And God will say, 'Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.'" The Bible says, "And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest, day or night, forever." But God, in his great love, prepared a way for you to miss this terrible place. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God loves you and wants you to live with him in heaven, and he made a way for you to go there and miss hell. And that way is through the promised one, the deliverer,